this is a 1936 sculpture, and it was carved from a single piece of elm wood made over the course of a year while the artist lived in Paris. So Moody was from a prominent Jamaican family, and often when we think to artists in Britain from the 1930s, or even artists in Paris in the 1930s, many people would struggle to think of a Jamaican artist or a Black artist in this context. Initially, Moody had traveled to England to study dentistry in London, and he studied at the Royal Dental Hospital at King's College. But by 1930, he was a practicing dentist in Cavendish Square. And this sculpture is a testament to how museum collections can inspire artists to create new works of art. Donald Moody visited the collections of non-Western art, especially to view the Egyptian artifacts at the British Museum, and this moved him to take up sculpting, first in plasticine and then in clay, and eventually direct carving into wood. And if you follow the line that you have in this sculpture of Johannan along the solar plexus, you know, down to the navel, you can see the extent to which Moody's working with all of the uniqueness in the elm tree wood, and he's not fighting against it. This sculpture has also been known by several titles over time. Johannan is one version of the ancient biblical name for St. John, and when the sculpture was first shown in Paris, its title was Johannan the Evangelist, in a group exhibition that also included works by Henri Matisse. And for a time, the work was also known as Alice, the German word for all people, and the work's also been referred to as peace, a personification of peace. And this figure is likely intended to be this kind of harmonious convergence of all peoples of the world.